This is St. Louis Public Radio. The science behind the Mars rover comes back to Earth at the St. Louis Science Center's new exhibit. Visitors now have a chance to control a robot much like the Curiosity rover. The interactive exhibit teaches people the science behind the Mars mission. It also teaches life skills, as Willis Ryder Arnold found out when he talked with the teenager who built the bot.
Millions of miles away, the Curiosity rover is cruising toward a specific set of sand dunes on Mars. 18-year-old John Stegman's robot is in the planetarium building across I-64 from the Science Center's main building. That's much closer than Curiosity is from Houston. Yet Stegman still has to make his robot move like NASA's machine. He's psyched when his rover helps people connect with what's happening on Mars.
Actually seeing when they drive it and program it, and everything works for them, and they're happy that it worked and that they actually programmed a rover, and they learned that programming isn't impossible.
We're on the Science Center's second floor near the exhibit, and Stegman's so enthusiastic, I'm compelled to try it out.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
You drive all the way up to the rock, and then the rover will actually stop. You just drive all the way up into it, and then an option will appear to run experiments. Once you get that, you press a button, and then the robot arm will come out and act like it's sampling the rock.
So I stand in front of a computer console as parents chase kids from one thing to the next around me. I press buttons on a touchscreen trying to make the rover go. After a couple tries, I get a handle on things, and the robot half a mile away twitches and springs to life.
It's actually going to run through all your commands now after it finishes calibrating, and then you'll have your mission data.
There's a surprising amount of satisfaction in making the bot scoot across the floor on the other side of the highway. The program runs smoothly once you know what to do. But the first couple attempts weren't so smooth, says Stegman.
Generally, it wouldn't move at all. So that's when you knew something was wrong.
Yet now the exhibit works, and visitors experience a simplified version of how NASA scientists use Curiosity. One Science Center senior educator, Andrew McGarahan, explains.
They plan out where they want to go, the scientists and the engineers do. They send the program to the rover, and then actually about 24 hours later, they finally get the information back from the rover to plan the mission for the next day.
We're now deep in the Science Center guts, testing the robot. It's a warehouse-like space far from the chaos of kids and parents above. McGarahan and the project's lead, Paul Frayling, demonstrate an early version of the robot. I'd come down, hoping the machine would sound like R2-D2 from Star Wars. It doesn't quite have the personality. As we talk, it's obvious the Science Center crew's first goal is getting visitors to better understand the science developed by NASA engineers for the Mars rover. Frayling actually traveled to the NASA Jet Propulsion Lab in California to see how they work. There, Frayling encountered what he calls the maker mindset.
If something doesn't exist in this world that you want to exist, make it happen, make it real.
As we talk, it becomes obvious there's a life lesson he wants people to take away. They can change the world and other worlds around them. A key part of that thinking is collaboration and shared problem solving. To this end, the Science Center hopes visitors share stories and discuss strategy as they figure out Stegman's rover. He said ignoring collaborative elements would be ignoring the heart of the Mars rover project.
We realized that we had to emphasize that this is a team of people that are doing this. It's not one person.
So in the end, the exhibit teaches real knowledge of how NASA engineers control a robot on Mars, but it's also a symbol of people coming together to solve a problem. Collaboration can make machines move half a mile away or across the universe. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.